producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got much to say. I have 2 hours, okay? 2 hours. And I got to tell you, 1 hour flies. 2 hours goes really quick. I want to give you the opportunity to break in on the show. Stick to the topic, and I'm going to give you that phone number. You ready for this? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can call at any time over the next 2 hours. Again, you can call in at any time over the next 2 hours. Do state a topic again. Do state a topic. Folks, we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick to highlight you as to what's going on. Before we get over to that, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about Americans are gluttons for punishment. America has not learned her lesson from Barack or Barry Satoru. And I would like to confront the American people with the truth. And I want to show you how they operate. We're going to do a media expose. We're going to do that part one, first hour, part two, second hour, hopefully in that order. We'll get to it, I promise. We'll bring it to a full consummation towards the end. And we'll get to everything, okay? Just saying. But we're going to talk about glutton for punishment. America has not learned her lesson from Barack Hussein Obama. Had they learned their lesson, they would have impeached him, indicted him, charged him, and thrown him in jail. Okay? Just so you understand, he has violated the Constitution of the United States. He has transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America over 1,180 times. That means he has given the American people the middle finger. Just saying. And we're also going to talk about a media expose. I want to tell you and expose to you those that are actually doing the lying for the Hillary Clintons of the world. And again, showing you how they are creating support out of thin air. Friends, I got a question for you, and I'm going to lay this on you over the next hour and two, the second hour coming up. Where is Hillary Clinton getting her support? I want to tell you, the same place that Barack Hussein Obama got their support. They created it out of thin air. When you look at dictatorships of the past, you will always find a pattern because they all act like they're daddy, their father who lies, steals, kills, and destroys. And that would be found in John 10:10. When you look at dictators of the past, for example, we know that Adolf Hitler, they said that if you would have looked behind Adolf Hitler, you would have found that there was nothing supporting him but the premised lies that he told the people in Germany. There was no truth in anything that he did. He created his support. And by the way, that is a Saul Alinsky tactic, for those that did not know. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than there really is. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to let you know, friends, Nazi occupation stormtroopers have taken over Eastern Oregon. Last weekend, we actually spent time showing you what was going on with those ranchers that the state-controlled narrative didn't give forth a peek concerning the actual topics. Why are those ranchers out in Oregon? Because they found out that the Clintons were actually selling uranium ore to the Russians. Okay? They're selling the ranchers' land from underneath them, friends. That's what's going on. And what's the state-controlled narrative? Look at those militia lunatics. We exposed that last week as well, friends. So again, we just have to slow our roll, think about what's really happening, because out in Oregon, friends, what we have is we have a bunch of patriots, which means to uphold dying laws, that are actually fighting against corruption in Oregon, in the state of Oregon, concerning federal government and what the Clintons are doing, receiving payoffs concerning the Russians that they're selling uranium ore to. So again, Nazi occupation stormtroopers have taken over eastern Oregon. America, it's time to wake up, and it is time to respond. I can only blow the trumpet so many times, friends, before judgment cometh. And let me tell you, judgment cometh. And I want to tell people out there too, namely the little bloggers, the ankle biters, the ground feeders, as we call them. I know people think it's funny. I understand what you're saying. I've been hearing this for a long time too, but I haven't been saying it for a long time, if you consider 15 years to be a long time. But it's interesting to note when Noah, that preacher of righteousness, began to warn the people as the Lord showed him things to come concerning judgment, well, the people gather around, you can rest assured, and they all began to laugh at Noah. And keep in mind, friends, only 8 souls were actually saved through the obedience of Noah by creating the ark. And what happened, friends, is I guarantee you they were all laughing at Noah and his family. They were all mocking Noah and his family. They were doing this, that, and the other thing concerning Noah. They were demonizing him. They were polarizing him. They were making fun of everything that he was trying to do to spare the people. But it was the people that mocked him. It was the people that scoffed at him. But I guarantee you when it started to rain, nobody was laughing. And I want people to understand that judgment floats the boat of those that are in Christ. I'll say it again. Judgment floats the boat of those that are in Christ, because we are spared that judgment because of what Christ Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the terror vote. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This just in from Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A suicide bomber sucked out of plane after blast. Only casualty. Folks, you want to talk about judgment recompensed real quick, like that fast? It's all on video. Suicide bomber sucked out of plane after blast. Only casualty. I wonder how that's working out for him right now. He's finding out right now, friends, that he's been lied to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why won't America and Americans take a lesson from Iceland on how to deal with its corrupt politicians and bankers? See, over in Iceland, friends, they're dealing with corruption concerning the bank system and their politicians, and they're actually indicting them and charging them because they understand that justice guards the liberty in which they have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we have liberal university professor implements politically correct, which means traitors to principle, friends, PC. Communication conduct policy stifles free and open speech. I'll tell you what, friends, if I lived in that state, I would go there and I would start preaching out on the grass. I would do it on purpose, for the very purpose that these people need to understand that we are a blood-bought nation. I come from a military family, and I'm not about to roll over in the face of those that want to stifle anything that our veterans sacrificed themselves to give unto us. John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. Right? If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying, friends. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Folks, we got a couple more articles we're going to hit on the way back, and then we're going to get to our topic. Glutton for punishment, American, are you? Are you a glutton for punishment? Have you learned your lessons from Barack Hussein Obama? And by the way, here's the question again. Where is Hillary Clinton actually deriving all that support you think she has?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day, and equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. Again, if you'd like to check that out, go check out the gates. Genesis Communication Network, Genesis Communication Network. And again, we just want to give you a shout out and say thank you very much for your listenership. We appreciate it. America in 53 countries outside of America. I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump online at any time, you can. sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com interacts with sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean EE, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, you can also jump over to the Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Did you see this week the video of the Muslim lady on conservative television? First of all, you have to ask the question, why are the conservatives giving them so much airtime? Because they lead through opposition, that's why. But this is a conservative outlet giving voice to the Muslims. What's interesting about this is the Muslim, she blurted the truth out in her confusion when she told the American people that the Democratic Party, in droves in so many words, is coming to the mosques to gain Muslim support. She was talking about the Democratic Party. Now, folks, how many times have I told you that these are the people that the American people should rightly call the lawless, because they are lawless. Folks, they are giving way to your sworn enemies within. They are appealing to your sworn enemies for their support to destroy your country. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. Look to Germany and France. Cool. Gotcha. Just saying, guys. Just saying. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The terror vote, speaking of, the Hamas-tied Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, just released its Muslim voter survey in a bid to influence the primary elections. Oh, and keep in mind, friends, in California, you guys are doing an outstanding job, not exclamation. You're allowing illegals to cross the border and still vote? Why don't you deal with your governor in that state? Article 2, Section 4. Let's do that. Because once you deal with those that represent you, America, you shut the door to special interests. And then they have to abide by the laws of the land like the rest of us. That sounds like a good idea to me. But isn't it interesting who they're appealing to? Oh, and keep in mind, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, Obama unleashes open border free-for-all, might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. No, might as well abolish, America, corruption within our government by dealing with it, by taking responsibility and actually dealing with each and every one of them. You don't capitulate in the face of what's going on. No, you stand up and play the man. That is the definition, and that is the definition of a patriot, to uphold dying laws. Folks, this kind of stuff sickens me, but I told you, you add strength to tyranny through tolerance and apathy, when you should actually take the knowledge from your foundations, the two books, the Bible and the Constitution, empower yourself because you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and deal with the corruption. Actually love God enough to actually obey Him, to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. We're not of the sword here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, where we take counsel from our fears. We're the sort that fear the Lord in a filial fear, not diabolical. And we understand that those that fear the face of man fear not the face of God, but those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Amen. I'm patting myself on the back right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Speaking of which, sonsoflibertymedia.com, member of mosque Obama visited plotted to blow up federal building. Folks, we're not embellishing the facts here. We're giving you the facts that the state-controlled media is unwilling to give you. You need to understand the extremity of what is going on in your country. This is defined as treason in the Constitution of the United States of America, friends. And do keep in mind, those that represent we the people, no matter who they are, from the President of the United States to the Attorney General to the Supreme Court, injustices in the present, folks, all the way down the chain, for the smallest of infractions, they can be removed. They did it in Iowa, and I suggest, America, you do it in your own state as well. Member of mosque Obama visited, plotted to blow up federal building, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough as well, one of the things that we have done over the past is we've done a lot of high schools and colleges. Do tons of tea parties, television, radio, as well as churches. We do everything that we're given opportunity. We respond to the opportunity that the Lord bestows upon us. But it's interesting to note, one thing that gets me more than anything is because I was one of those young people now that's in a public school being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I know what it feels like to be there. And I'm saying that to say this, friends, I have a real problem with this to the core. You want to jack me up? You want to make me mad? This is the direction you want to go. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, a 20-year-old Muslim migrant rapes a 10-year-old Austrian boy. He said, I haven't had sex in months. I just couldn't help myself. Oh, and do keep in mind what's going on over in Europe, friends. They're actually telling the women over there, in those countries, France and Germany, listen, if you don't want to be raped, then don't provoke the men, namely the migrants. And I've told you, America, and we've talked much about this, a European law is not European law. It's arbitrary law, and it's to man's fallen condition, his fallen reprobate nature, rather than to Christ's risen nature. Case in point, there was a situation that happened over in Europe. I remember this specifically because of how backwards this was and what it did to me when I heard this. But there was a judge over there who actually sat in front of an older woman whose house was broken into over and over and over again, because keep in mind they disarmed them. So what she did is she ended up putting chicken wire around her house to stop invaders. from breaking in her home. She went to this judge, if you want to call him this, and this judge said, you need to remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. It's the same mentality that you're hearing from Mrs. Merkel, who is destroying Germany and giving it over to Islam right now, when she and her representatives, if you want to call them that, if you want to call them that, friends, are the ones that are saying, you know what, don't provoke the men, the Muslim migrants that are coming into our country. Quit dressing the way that you're dressing. In other words, go ahead and conform yourself over to what they expect of you. An oppressive system. America, that's exactly what's happening today in America today. It's exactly what's happening in this country today. Here, let me show you how it's happening. I'm on a little bunny trail right now, but we have a friend, Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. His friend actually videotaped inside catching the little pawns that work for the murder clinics across the United States of America, which, by the way, are being shut down in droves, for those that did not know. They exposed the pawns in the players that are actually doing the killing concerning the babies inside of the womb. And they were also found to not only be selling baby parts, but also talking about other things that they could do to make more money for the abortion industry, which is nothing but mob money, friends, by the way, blood money. It truly is. The Attorney General is going after the individual that did the expose on Planned Parenthood concerning their crimes against humanity. So if you think it's just happening over in Germany and in France, you are sadly mistaken. And notice the doors that it's coming through, friends. See, when you advocate what God condemns, expect the worst. Expect judgment. Because when judgment cometh, you're always going to be in a position where you wish you would have when you had the time to do it. That's exactly why I'm on the radio today. Because you still have the time to do it. So you better respond to the truth given unto you. Because truth demands a response, America. It's time to respond. And of course, it's only to divert your attention away from what Planned Parenthood is doing. And furthermore, the senators in this country did not vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Well, they are actually illegally taxing Americans by reallocating monies to Planned Parenthood to fund the murder of the innocent in the womb. So it comes back to this. It's a law unto itself. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. But if you sow to the flesh, you'll of the flesh reap corruption. And you're beginning to reap the corruption because of what you tolerate. America, let's get back on track. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Glutton for Punishment's coming right on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One of the things that our forefathers left us as an example, as a matter of fact, if you go to the archives in Washington, D.C., you'll see it inscripted. I believe it's on the front. There's one of the front statues where it says, "Eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty." So far be it from me to withhold good news, friends. The reason I'm saying that is because over in Texas, we're finding that in it's counts, Texas, population 2,123 people. On January 29th, the Texas Supreme Court ruled in favor of the cheerleaders 8-0. They're holding up a billboard that says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." And so, folks, the point here is if you're willing to fight the good fight of faith, rest assured, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. God responds with a kairos and a chronos moment. God meets man in obedience. Yes, even Christian cheerleaders have freedom. I wanted to give you some good news, folks. This is the result of standing up and fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, and I did want to keep you in cue, folks, as to what and who is responsible for bringing this lawsuit. I almost hate bringing up their name because they're so ridiculous. Both of these organizations have come at me until they understood that I'm not playing games with them. One of them being the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, which we know from Roger Baldwin, the founder back in the 30s, said the end of the ACLU is communism. So, America, you're allowing communists to browbeat your children in a public school, which, in fact, the students stood up and browbeat the ACLU. It was not only brought by the ACLU, but it was also brought up by an organization called Freedom From Religion. Folks, I think there's like three or four employees with this atheist organization. I want to say to you folks out there, just like G.K. Chesterton said, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. And keep in mind that Vladimir Lenin, a communist revolutionary, said, "Atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism." See, these are the people that will do what others are unwilling to actually do. And see, what they don't know is they're the ones with the shovel in their hand digging the hole that they themselves at length are going to fall into. And I don't want to be a part of it. So therefore, we have the law on our side, just like these students know in Texas, and they won the day. And I want to tell the Freedom From Religion Foundation folks, it's not freedom from religion, it's freedom of religion. I just wanted you to understand what it says in the Bill of Rights. It's the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights are there to show you where you cannot go. And again, until the American people stand up like these young people in Texas and remind these people, we're not going to stand around and allow you to browbeat us into submission. We're not going to do that. Listen carefully, friends. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella, or prohibiting or stopping the free exercise thereof. Folks, are you missing that? Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. See, these people are trying to compartmentalize it as they encroach upon your rights. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to paint you in a corner so they can cause you to fall into subjection to their will. No. And I want to remind you before I jump topics here, friends, you don't ask an atheist, you don't ask a communist for obedience to obey God. That's shameful. That's cowardly, folks. We don't do that here, right? This is America. You know where these colors don't run? Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. My goodness. That was my intro. See what I'm talking about, friends? It goes so fast. You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Did you know that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who would know better than he? He said that in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. And most people thought they had input, right? That they were making a difference. Well, you have to see things through. Don't see it just halfway through. See it all the way through, friends. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planned that way. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now, why am I saying that? Has America learned her lesson from Barack? America, are you a glutton for punishment? Now, outside of the fact that a good portion of Americans believe that the Clintons operate outside and above American laws, do a Google search, friends. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Please. Outside of the fact that a good portion of the Americans believe that the Clintons operate outside and above American laws, and she only operates on the stupidity and ignorance of the American people, might I add, the Clintons, along with other criminal players and minions and pawns, have gotten America's eyes off of Oregon. Folks, the Clintons have been found to be taking massive payoffs while promising the Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russians with one-fifth of our uranium ore. That's what's going on in Oregon. And they're trying to get your eye off the ball, friends. And folks, by the way, this is one of the details that the state-controlled narrative steers clear of concerning what's taking place in Oregon, because had the American people known that's exactly what's going on, they'd all be standing behind the ranchers. Now, recently, the lawless Hillary Clinton even came out of the closet sharing on her Facebook account about how her beliefs are aligned with the Ten Commandments. You have got to be kidding. Hey, folks, when the commandment comes, sin revives. The law exposes the sin. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So I'm going to bring the law to expose Hillebeans, who actually said that her life is aligned with the Ten Commandments. And I want you to understand, too, the law does not justify, it condemns the wicked. But it justifies the righteous by the grace of Christ to those that believe. Now, during a town hall meeting in Knoxville, Iowa, a young woman asked Clinton, I'm just curious, how would you say that your beliefs align with the Ten Commandments, and if that's something that's important to you? Here comes the disciple of Saul Alinsky, who actually accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, unto Satan. This is a fact. Cross-check me. She answers and says, I am a person of faith, declared Clinton. I am a Christian, but I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. Really? Well, judgment should be left to God. Let's take this in order first and foremost, okay? Scripture tells us in Matthew 24, verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. He goes on and says, for many will come in my name claiming that I am the Christ and will deceive many. Friends, many will come in my name claiming that they belong to me when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. For many will come, Matthew 24, 5, in my name saying, I am Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Isn't it interesting, folks, how when they get on the campaign trail, all of a sudden they're all Christians. And why are they doing that? And that's a repudiation of those that deny the fact that we're a Christian nation. They all begin to acknowledge that they're Christians. Why? Because they're appealing to the 78% of those that claim their Christianity in America. I just wanted to set the record straight. And I think I just did that. So many will come in my name, but Jesus said before that, be not deceived. Folks, this wasn't, you didn't even have to turn the lights on for this one. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton's a liar. I mean, their cat, their dog, their parakeet, their fish, their snakes. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows there's no truth in this woman. And yet she's there. And yet she's there. Now, this is one of the things that Hillary Clinton said. She said, but I do believe that in many cases, judgment should be left to God. Well, let's make reference to the judge's word. Should we do that? The lawgiver's word. Because that's the church's job. To make reference to his government so we can make distinction as to what's right and what's wrong, what's good, what's evil, what's just, what's unjust. What's righteous, what's wicked, you get the point. She said I believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. Now, why is she doing that? Because she wants your judgment within your heart, because God gave you conscience, and conscience means knowledge. She doesn't want you to make or call judgment concerning her particular position, because she's been busted for crime after crime after crime. And, of course, we have over 300,000 pulpits in America today that are actually teaching the American people, thou shalt not judge. Now, let me give you an analogy. If I'm driving down the highway and the posted law says, well, it's 55 miles an hour, and I go 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, okay, because this is what the professed church in America is teaching Christians to do. Well, the cop pulls you over, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, right? Now, interestingly enough, when the cop pulls me over, the first thing that he does is points his finger to the law and he says, you have violated the speed limit by 15 miles an hour. You are going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. Now, because this young person or this young man or this young woman or this dad or this mom or this grandpa or this grandma just got out of church where they were told, thou shalt not judge, they, in their stupidity and ignorance, look up at the cop. After he gives them the ticket for their violation of law, and they say, you know what? It's not for you to judge me. Who are you to judge me? Thou shalt not judge. What do you think that cop's going to do? As you rip up the ticket because you've been taught not to judge, you throw it at his feet and say, who are you to judge me? He's going to take you out of the car. He's going to throw you in the back of his car. He's going to get on his radio and he's going to make a mockery to you. Concerning you to everybody that he knows. The audacity that the American people would take on this belief system only serves one individual, and it's Satan himself. He's called Belial, the lawless one, for a reason. Without law, friends, what do you have? Anarchy. And that's exactly the message the professed church in America has been giving you for how long? And guess what? The lawless daughter of Belial herself and disciple of Saul Alinsky said, you know what? I believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was talking about the daughter of Belial, Hillary Clinton, here on a little bunny trail. And she was asked a question concerning her faith. And she said, "I'm a person of faith," declared Clinton. She said, "I'm a Christian." Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. She said, "But I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God." Huh. What's the purpose of government, friends? To enforce the law against crime? One. Number two is to stop or repeal domestic insurrection or invasion. Read the Constitution. Now, what's interesting about that is she said that judgment should be left to God. And it's interesting that she would say that because the Lord said just the exact opposite in Leviticus 26. 15 through 17. As a matter of fact, he said, "And if you shall despise my judgments or my statutes, or your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, that you break my covenant." You know what the Lord said? He said, "I will do this also unto you. I will cause those that hate you to rule over you." And I want to tell you something too. When you read the book of Proverbs chapter 28, it says that evil men understand not judgments. And do remember, it also talks about they that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. They praise the wicked. You know what happened after she said that? She said that basically that judgment should be left to God. You know what those paid participants did? They began to clap. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. What are they doing? They're praising the wicked. And guess what she's doing? She's trying to hold up a shield Well, she lies to the people so she can get all eyes off of her concerning her crimes against we the people. Just so you know, read Leviticus 26, 15 through 17. And by the way, for those that don't understand the cross of Jesus Christ, the prince of the power of the air was judged through the cross. That was the purpose of the cross. Read the book of Psalms, friends. Read the New Testament, friends. Lord, send judgment unto victory, it tells us in the book of John. Judgment unto victory. And we also know that in Isaiah 26, it tells us that the inhabitants of the earth learn righteousness when what? His judgments are in the earth. Read Psalm 94 when you get a moment as well. Also read Psalm 50 when you get a moment. So let's move on here. She said, she goes on to state, being more open and tolerant, friends. This is what Hillary Clinton is saying. To be more open and tolerant to the issues, by the way, that are destroying America. And really what she's saying is to be more open and tolerant towards me and my crimes. And she goes on and says, and respectful of people who have different life experiences is part of what makes me humble about my faith. You have got to be kidding me. Oh no, friends, she wasn't kidding. She was not kidding. She wasn't kidding, and we can all see for ourselves that she's not kidding, because crime after crime, after crime after crime, after gate after gate after gate after gate that she's been exposed for, she just keeps moving right along, doesn't she? See, folks, this daughter of Belial, daughter of Satan, advocates what God condemns with every word that comes out of her lying mouth and wicked heart. Read Jeremiah 17:9. And by the way, for those that say, oh, you know, Satan is just a real strong word, why don't you go to a rock concert sometime? Why don't you listen to an R&B band? What are they talking about? Everything that he promotes. Let's start calling it for what it is. Because until we do, nothing's going to change. Folks, you can listen to country music. What are they promoting? Everything that Satan promotes. Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. Speaking of antichrists, they advocate again what God condemns. It's interesting to note that without fail, these wicked politicians, as I said earlier, talk of their Christian faith during the campaigns. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama did the same thing. Read Matthew 24:5. America, are you a glutton for punishment? I'm not being smart. I'm not being cocky, and I'm not trying to be wise. I live here too. Are you a glutton for punishment? Have you learned from Barack Hussein Obama? Because if you have, you better shut the door real quick on what's going on here with the Clintons. I was just saying, isn't it interesting how all these politicians talk of their Christian faith during the campaigns? And again, it should be a wake-up call to all those that deny that America is a Christian nation. They weren't appealing to any other faith. They were appealing to Christians. Why? Because they know that the majority of the voters are Christians. I know the state-controlled narrative tells you just the opposite. Of course they're going to tell you the opposite. Because it's all propped up on a lie. When I pulled up Mrs. Clinton's Facebook account, got curious this week, I noticed there were other pages that have been set up in opposition to her, such as Hillary Clinton sucks, Hillary Clinton is wrong for America, and several websites titled Hillary Clinton for prison. There's a lot of people in this country that understand why God gave them a conscience. Because it goes both ways. We are all in this country ruled by law. And keep in mind, the law makes the king. Hillary Clinton for prison, several websites. By the way, again, friends, what I did is how I finally got to her page. I had to do a Google search because there were so many pages obstructing my way to get to her presidential campaign page on Facebook. Now, listen to this. When I got to her page, there was a whopping 2,355,000 likes on her page. There's 318 million people in this country, and she only had 2,355,000 likes on her page? Oh, it gets better than that. Just hold on. Even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. Matter of fact, in 2013, the State Department, which has more than 40,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, a foreign nation, America, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending, listen carefully, friends, your tax dollars, $630,000 to boost her numbers to give you the impression that all these people were following Hillary Clinton. Matter of fact, in one case, its fan tally rose from 10,000 to more than 2.5 million followers. But that's not all. When Hillary opened up her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. That's a fact, AccuJack. I'll say it again. When Hillary opened up her campaign, go watch the video, it's online, cross-check me. When Hillary opened her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. Now, you want to understand what a useful idiot is? And it shows you who's bought and paid for. And I'm going to further prove the point. Because Clinton's Iowa campaign kicked off, event roused a whopping, you ready for this, America? 22 people. I said 22 people. National Journal reports, gone are the soaring speeches in the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. But the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after her van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable criminal public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. Now, on Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion with an audience of another 15 people. But those Iowans were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. And indeed, despite some of the limits on the number of press credentials handed out by the Clinton's Iowa team, they were invited, friends. Each outlet had one person in the room, and national television and photography was pooled. It still was a big group. Bigger yet was the press crowd outside, where reporters weren't admitted to the event chased Clinton's van when it first pulled up here, contributing to the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former Secretary of State's Iowa launch. Hey, folks, the circus, it's all created. Clinton joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, "Well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends," said Hillary Clinton. Folks, where's she getting the support? Hey, for those that did not know, Barack Hussein Obama, if you look at his support base, guess what? It's from the atheists, the homosexuals, the communists, and your foreign enemies, friends, just like Hillary Clinton. 70% of his Twitter account is completely created out of thin air. When I come back, I'm going to go to Twitter, friends, and then I want to ask you again, have you had enough? Are you a glutton for punishment, America? And we're going to do a media expose coming right back on hour two, the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.